Because of the incarnation, it's common for us to reflect upon God's closeness to us, his intimacy. He assumes a human nature, and we say, as we see in the letter to the Hebrews, he is like us in all things but sin. This idea that he sympathizes with our weaknesses, the letter to the Hebrews says. And so this perspective gives us a real sense that we can relate to God, that there's a real intimacy that can and should exist between us and God. And certainly this perspective reveals to us some dimension of the truth of who God is and how God acts insofar as he condescends his nature so as to descend into ours, so as to draw us up into himself. However, I think we do have to avoid taking that perspective to an extreme and reducing God to the level of a human person. Jesus, we say, is a divine person with a human and divine nature. And so we can't forget that as God, he is infinitely beyond us. Our first reading helps us to capture this truth of God's transcendence. He is most high. He is all-powerful, creator king, awe-inspiring, the God of dominion. We do well from time to time to reflect upon those qualities and truly to be in awe of who God is, to really allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by his power and his majesty. But as I said earlier, if there's a tendency today, it's perhaps to go too far in forgetting that truth of God's transcendence. We reduce him in some way down to our level. So I think it would be helpful for us in our spiritual lives to take intentional moments to reflect upon God's transcendence. Certain scenes from the Gospels even can help us to draw our attention in that way. We could think of the Transfiguration, which I think even for the apostles themselves was a very powerful moment of recognizing who God was, his power, right, shining forth in Jesus Christ at that moment, to reflect upon the resurrection. The miracles, right? Even today's miracle, Jesus has power, right, over the devil, right? At his word, the enemy has to obey him. And so to reflect upon those images, even returning back to the Old Testament and the powerful ways that we see God at work in salvation history, but then finally even in the Psalms, which will so beautifully draw our attention to the power, to the might of God. And so may we do our part then to foster in our hearts this deep and profound reverence and respect for who God is, so that we might always remain in awe of our God.